Imagine sprinkling a few drops of water on dry soil. What happens? Some soils will absorb that moisture, others will repel it, and those can be described as hydrophobic. Swaths of hydrophobic soil may be areas of concern for teams predicting where spring runoff is at risk of triggering debris flows. Snowmelt season is almost upon us, and the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar will be vulnerable to wet spring weather. Steve Hunter, who led the Roaring Fork Conservancy's recent talk, became the Utilities Research Manager with the City of Aspen Water Department following 11 years with the U.S. Forest Service and a lot of time working on wildfires.
Steep burn watersheds in the Glenwood Canyon and its tributaries, No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, may have elevated debris flow susceptibility for several years following wildfire.
The Burned Area Emergency Response, or BEAR team, starts planning restoration and recovery of a burn scar before the fire is fully contained. By measuring what's known as soil burn severity, the team can make predictions about debris flow that could occur later on. So, what is soil burn severity?
So, fire intensity is the energy or heat released during the consumption of organic matter, but that does not always indicate the fire's effects on soil. For instance, if you have a fast-moving fire that's moving through light fuels, it may not cause any damage to the soils or minimal damage. On the other side of that coin, if you have a very hot fire that has a long residence time, it can severely damage the soils.
The Grizzly Creek BEAR team determined that the fire burned almost half its soil footprint moderately, and 12% of soils suffered high burn severity. Soil burn maps, or even a look at the landscape itself, show a mosaic pattern of severity. Hunter says that the BEAR team also measured damage to creeks in the burn zone that flow to the Colorado River. He says 14% of Grizzly Creek burned, 8% of No Name Creek, and 40% of other water catchment areas burned. Hunter lists a few strategies toward landscape recovery. Where possible, natural recovery is ideal.
Mother Nature has been doing this for millennia. She does a heck of a job at doing it. And where nature can do it on her own and there's no critical resources, we choose that course of action.
Next, land agencies will implement trail closures and warnings for the public.
Just say, hey, you're entering a changed environment. You may have been hunting, camping, and hiking this for the last 20 years, but you're entering a changed landscape and just have a heightened sense of awareness that things are going to be different.
The third strategy is working on the burn scar and surrounding areas to deter noxious weeds, maintain roads and ditches, mitigate rockfall, and, of course, continue monitoring for debris flows. When Grizzly Creek was still burning, it was considered one of the highest priority fires in the country because of its critical infrastructure, including the Union Pacific Railroad, Shoshone Water Plant, and the I-70 corridor. Debris slides continue to threaten those resources, and many agencies are monitoring those threats, including the Colorado Department of Transportation, the Colorado Water Conservation Board, U.S. Geological Survey, and scientists at Utah State University's Water Research Laboratory.
These things are pretty amazing because they're like giant living labs. You can really see the benefits that come from wildfire and also things you need to deal with.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.